Benson says she made the decision to offer a settlement to the League of Women Voters in the gerrymandering lawsuit because she thought the state would lose the case if it went to trial. Benson says this was the outcome that she thinks is most fair and will cost taxpayers the least amount of money.
To me, it strikes an important balance between limiting disruption to the current maps and representation while also acknowledging the harm done to voters through past attempts to rig the outcomes of elections through partisan gerrymandering.
The Michigan Republican Party disagrees. A spokesman called the proposed settlement a partisan power grab by the Democrats seeking to gain more seats in the state house in the 2020 elections. If the court agrees to the settlement proposed by the secretary, claims against the Michigan Senate and U.S. congressional districts will be dropped, and 11 statehouse districts will be redrawn. I'm Abigail Senske.